The Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. It is time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise. The great Kenley Jansen joins us now here on the Sedano Show on 710 ESPN. George Sedano, Ramona Shelburne with you. Kenley, thank you for taking the time. I hope you and yours are all safe and healthy. What was your initial reaction when you heard, hey, the games are going to happen and you're going to play baseball?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. First reaction, it was kind of like, I don't know, it was a little excited. It's like, you know, it takes so long for all that stuff, all this stuff to come in. You know, I think this year is just being so crazy that, you know, it's always expected to be that. At the same time, it's how they feel about it, you know.
Kenley, where are you driving around? Your reception is okay, but not great. Where are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm driving right now, going to a live BP right now. I got a live BP.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, because we didn't catch very much of what you said. So if you don't mind, I apologize for asking you to repeat it.
Yeah,
but just your reaction again. So sorry.
Yes, the reaction it was excited, but I don't know how to feel about it. All this stuff was going on, was happening.
Yeah.
You know, this COVID-19. You know, I think it's definitely excited moment, but also, you know, you're so stressed and you're just worried of how this whole year is going. But it's always excited to be back, you know, to be on the field, play the game that I love, and especially for the fans. And the fans deserve it. You know, United America deserve it right now. You know, all these rough things of COVID, I think it's great for us to be on the field and perform, you know, entertain people. So I think it's excited.
Kenley, you're somebody who's had issues with an abnormal heartbeat that, you know, I don't know if that's a pre-existing condition that would be affected by COVID, but do you have any issues coming back? Do you have any worries about your own personal health and exposure with this disease?
You know, I'm not worried at all. You know, you can live in a life. You can be living a life and be living in a fear, you know, world. I don't want to live my life being, you know, fear of something. You know, for sure I'm going to be, you know, precautious about things, make sure I wash my hands, make sure, you know, if I'm in a clubhouse, just keep my distance and all that stuff. But health-wise, I think I'm fine. I think I feel great. You know, thank God. You know, I don't have no issues on my heart no more. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to be out there. I'm excited to go out there and play. And, you know, I'm tired of fearing this virus, you know. So it's time to just go out there and perform and take care of yourself. You know, wash your hands, do all that stuff that they want us to do, and make sure that we stay healthy.
Kenley Jansen joining us here, the great Dodgers closer on 710 ESPN. What about some of the rules? You know, there's talk about universal DH, right? Like, that's going to happen. The runner on second base. I know they do that in the minors. What of all those rules is the one that you were like, that one's going to be interesting?
Definitely the guy running on second base, I think he's going to be interesting. Like, Ryan's going to be perfect. You know, it's going to be a run. Picture, you don't want to have any of those things in your stats. So, you know, you want to have no runs or errors or better. So to me, that's kind of confusing. But the first thing is.
We're losing Kenley again there. Yeah. Kenley, we didn't catch you there.
Yeah, so we
You know what? Let's do this. Let's try to call him back. Let's get a new connection. Maybe that'll help here real quick, and we can just kind of call him right back and just see if we can get a better connection. Because look, Momo, we've all been there, right? Anyone listening knows you drive through LA, and cell service. There's going to be spots. It's not the case.
Spots.
Yeah, which by the way is still strange to me that in 2020 that's still the case, right? Like, come on, like. Like, can we just do better, cell phone companies? Can we do better? Okay. Can we
I
do better?
I think they have a vested interest in not doing better, though. Like, you if they so? Made it perfect, it's kind of like you want people to keep buying new phones. You want people to keep doing different, like, you know, you always have to advertise when you build something up. And now they charge you for extra data. Like, you're only getting, I mean, I don't know. I think there's not an interest in making it great. But it was interesting what Kenley said, though, about his own heart condition. Because,
right.
You know, same thing with JaVale McGee, who's got asthma. James Harden's got asthma. Like, if you're a player, that's got to be a real consideration for you. You know, not just for your short term, but for your long term health. Like, COVID is a real concern. But he, you know, Kenley feels, you know, he said, I'm going to take all the precautions I gotta do, but I don't want to live my life in fear.
Yeah.
I respect that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, and I think that's kind of where you have to get to as a player. Where you have to go.
No doubt. He's back now. So, Kenley, you were saying that the rule that was interesting to you was the runner on second base to start extra innings.
Yeah, the runner on second base to start an extra inning. I mean, you know, as a pitcher, you know, you Oof. Just, you know, you're always going to play, you know, competitive for team win, but it's like, okay, who's that run going to be charged to? You know, who's that? It's going to be an earned run. It's going to be a run. You know, I mean, I know as a competitive pitcher, I guarantee you right now, no pitcher's won that on their stats. You know, so that's the one's going to be interested. And the DH, I kind of like the universal DH to me is awesome because I believe, you know, why should we have pitchers hitting? You know, we don't practice that. We practice pitching. I think it's great to just get other young guys opportunity to be in the big leagues. So you have another spot there that you can have. And to me, that will help the game get better because to me, I'm sorry, like I never got that rule of, you know, a pitcher go out there and it's just an easy out.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want that. You want competition. So I think the DH will be excited to be.
Hey, Kenley, 60 games, is that enough for the Dodgers, who I think, according to all the sports books, are the favorite to win it this year? Is that enough for the Dodgers to feel like this would be a legitimate championship if you guys were able to win it this year?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, we have to, you know, start it since day one. I mean, that's what us as the Dodgers, we do it anyway, start day one. But, you know, 60 games is just anybody can, you know, play great for 60 games and be in the contender, be in the playoffs. So, you know, it's gonna be a challenging year for I think every good team this year because, you know, how many times do you see teams that, you know, the first 60 games, the Washington Nationals, the best champion last year, you know, it was like what, 13-33 the first 15 games. Mm-hmm. So and they become the champion. So I think it's gonna be a challenging. I mean, you know, you gotta see teams play since day one, you know, play their good baseball, to try to get in the playoffs. So that will be definitely interesting this year.
Kenley Jansen joining us here, Dodgers closer extraordinaire. Kenley, you mentioned the Nationals. Because of the way things ended for you guys last season, how much extra motivation is there for you and your squad right now?
Oh, it's always extra motivation. I mean, listen, for us, it's been a while now that it's either we're going to win a championship or it's going to be a bust. So that's how we're going to feel this year about it, too. So it's you know, we've been playing the playoff for so long, and it's time to bring we don't want to put no pressure on ourselves, and we don't do that. But, you know, the focus and the motivation is trying to bring the trophy back, you know. So it's been too long that, you know, the fans, the Dodgers, the city, you know, didn't win a championship here. So, you know, that's the motivation. The motivation is to win a championship. So, you know, every year that we can start at zero and have another chance, another opportunity to win a championship, you know, it's definitely a lot of motivation. And, I mean, that's what we play for. You know, we play to win a championship.
Hey, Kenley, I know you're on your way to throw a live BP right now. How ready are you? Like, you got to be there July 1st to report. Season's supposed to start in a couple weeks. How are you?
Honestly, I could throw in the game tomorrow. I could throw in the game in a competition game tomorrow. I mean, I never slow down. I mean, since we have this pandemic going on, the first 2 weeks, you know, I kind of take it easy and kind of figure out what's going on. And then I start working out and, you know, I never shut it down. I've been throwing live BP since April. So, you know, I know it's starting to get old now. You know, keep throwing live BP, it's no adrenaline. But I think, you know, if you put me in a competition tomorrow, you know, with adrenaline, I'll be ready.
Kenley Jansen with us here. Kenley, obviously you were only together for a couple of weeks during spring training before all this stuff started, but what have you learned about your newest teammate, Mookie Betts?
Oh, it's awesome, man. Mookie is awesome. Since day one, he take that charge. He take that, you know, leadership. And, you know, normally when you see guys coming in the clubhouse, they get the feel. They get, you know, they don't talk as much because they got to try to get the feel of everybody. But, you know, Mookie just came with that leadership and get to know everybody. And, you know, he's a true leader. To me, he's a true leader. And it's awesome just having him, you know, being on our team, you know, who he is, you know, he's a champion. And he's a great player, man. He's a fantastic player, fantastic teammates to have. So it's exciting, man. Hopefully we can have him for many more years to come.
Hey, Kenley, you know, a lot of people don't know this about you, but you are a huge NBA fan. Have you been tracking that as closely this year, and especially during the pandemic, and just sort of like how the Lakers and the Clippers are going to come back, how the LA teams are going? Like, what's your read on the NBA season?
Well, you know, to me, it's been a while, man. I mean, the way how the Lakers was playing, you know, me being a Lakers fan, you know, after they beat the Clippers, you know, it's just the momentum. You know, the momentum, how they was going through the playoffs. You know, you feel like they have a good chance to win a championship. You know, LeBron was playing his best game. The whole team was, you know, see the chemistry. It's just, right now, just being a Lakers fan, you just be a little nervous now to just see how that chemistry is going to come back after a while that, you know, they didn't play together. I know, you know, they know how to play together, but it's just, you know, you just want to see how things go, because I feel like now anything can happen in the NBA now. You know, everybody got to start. It seems like you're going to start back almost like zero. You know, you just got to start it again and play a few games and get. So hopefully, you know, you know, the Lakers can pull it, but, you know, you also can't deny the Clippers. The Clippers is a very, very scary team. So, to me, you know, you can see both teams can bring the championship back to L.A. It can be either way. Hopefully it will be the Lakers, but, you know, having Kawhi, you know, Paul George, and that team is scary. So, let's see how it goes. But, you know, you can't neglect the best player in the world, who's LeBron James. So, you know, he knows how to play in those situations. It's just, you know, having, you know, almost a new team that he's having right now. Hopefully, you know, they can, you know, get the thing that they get, they left up and continue to play great basketball and bring the championship back to L.A.
Kenley, what would L.A. be like if the Lakers win a championship in October, because that's when they would be playing in the finals, and then you guys would win a championship in October? What would L.A. be like in the month of October at that point?
No, it would be a dream come true. You know, talking about the two most favorite teams, you know, in L.A., I mean, it would be awesome, man. It would be awesome to have that, you know, the Lakers, you know, win a championship since, what, 2010, and now, you know, us is 88. So it would be awesome. I think, you know, the city would go crazy. I don't know how you're going to stop, you know, a parade or anything. I mean, you know, if we don't have a parade, I think the fans will make a parade by themselves. You know, they will probably protest to have a parade. You know, who knows? I mean, it would be crazy, man. I mean, imagine that. So hopefully it will happen. You know, hopefully we can win a championship and the Lakers can come win a championship too.
Kenley, I got one image for you. A lot of fireworks. Okay, you think there's a lot of fireworks going on right now? Like every night, all I hear is fireworks all over LA. It's not even 4th of July yet. If the Lakers and the Dodgers win, it's just going to be fireworks for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I think that's
fireworks.
All people can do.
It will be fireworks. I don't know, man. It will go. This city will go crazy. I mean, it's almost like they probably will lose their mind. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That, hey. When that happens, know, I mean, it's been a while. It's just magic, right? I mean,
Yeah. You got to go back to the 80s. Yeah, for sure. Kenley, so. Let me ask you real quick, though, about one more thing about baseball. Look, there's been a lot of talk about the Astros, right? Like, we all know it. You know, you guys played them. You guys dealt with that stuff directly. How do you feel about having to play the Astros again?
Just honestly with me, I'm over it, man. I mean, I feel like we were the true champions in 2017. We got cheated. I get it. I feel like Major League could have done a bit better job of, you know, probably like strip that championship down. I mean, nobody wanna. No, listen. To get cheated is the worst. I mean, to me, I feel like we're the true champion in 2017. You know, it should be us. We got cheated. But if we're gonna play them this year, just beat them, man. I'm not gonna throw at guys or whatever. It's you know, now you're not cheating no more. Let's go. Now we're gonna play baseball and hopefully we can beat them. Every game that we play and we just, you know, boat racing. That's how I feel about it. So instead of trying to hit guys or whatever, nah, that's not cool. That's not cool throwing at any people. So I don't wish on anybody to do that, to throw at people. So just play them and try to beat them every day.
Kenley, you know, it's hard going back to that series and, like, thinking about how the science dealing could have affected things. You know, I know there was a couple of, especially in those games in Houston, there was a couple of games that really got out of hand with home runs and offense and stuff. And it's, you know, did you ever go back through some of that and just go, man, like how different that series turns out if, you know, or did this affect it? Do you ever go back and try to study that?
You know, the game two, I feel like, yes, they truly beat us. Like they truly beat me in game two, but the game five, actually, you know, I never see whenever we score four runs like that. Normally, we score four runs, Kershaw, you will not beat Kershaw. Kershaw will lock in. And for them to come in and score four runs, and then we went and scored another three runs, and then they came back and scored four runs of Kershaw. And then, you know, our bullpen didn't give up any run that postseason until tell that game two, and then for them to crush Brandon Morrow, and I remember I was having some tough at bats. You know, I'm like, man, like that was my best career year that I probably have.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird because they was taking pitches that they was taking, like taking sliders, taking, you know, fastball, swinging on my pitches, like. You know, it's like, it seems like they was on in every pitch, and no wonder why till like 3 years later, you know, you find out that, you know, they know every pitch was coming. So it's not cool, definitely not cool. But, you know, it's always you feel like Major League could have done a better job of that suspension. And even maybe strip that title down and just have 2017, nobody wins it. But, I mean, to me, I'm over it. You know, it's just this another year we can win another championship. So here we are. You know, our focus should be on that and try to bring a championship back to L.A.
Kenley Jansen joining us here. Kenley, man, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us, man. We really appreciate it. You were awesome. Thanks for sneaking us in. Stay healthy, stay safe, and best of luck this season, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Kelly. Yay, baseball's back. Have you let yourself celebrate a little bit? I love it. I got that shirt, man. I got that. I wore it last night. Wake me up when baseball is back. Theoretically, baseball is back. I don't know. We'll see if it happens. But that was like the best news we've had in a bit, right?